And in other countries, in fact, we're in some serious litigation with Germany right now because we've got a lunatic we told no who's doing it anyway. That's the short form, right? We ran into trouble in Mexico. We ended up with two general service offices, and one said cease and desist, and when you pay cease and desist in Mexico, they went in and arrested everybody and locked the place down. Lots of controversy over that one. Don't even worry about it. But we established some policies. We wanted the Russians to get a big book, but it had to be a big book. The integrity of the message is clearly important. And well-meaning people can screw that up, meaning me, and people like me. So we've got one. The introduction to the Russian big book is some of the finest writing I have ever read. If you want a clear picture, because they covered the God angle in the introduction in a way that I've never heard it any better. And it was done by a young English teacher named Julia, who was starting AA in Russia. We didn't start it. She was there as an English teacher, moving around. She put AA together wherever she was, and she was translating the book as she went. And then we checked it. One of the things we do, if you are translating a book, please do that. Then please send it to us, and we have other translating bureau who will help check it against the integrity of what we're trying to say. And we'll all work together and we'll get this big book out. How many do we have? I know we got 14 on the shelf last time I checked, plus the one, there's 14 or 15 more that are already in print, including Tagalog and Russian,
Latvian,
Polish. God, you love the Poles. The Poles were just like us. They grabbed this thing and ran. They were holding a general service conference where there's still police on the street. They didn't care. Wonderful people. But this is the kind of leadership. We need people who are willing to step into that arena. That's a strange arena. I got to sit opposite the head of the Russian Politburo's Bureau of Propaganda. Well, he told us they didn't need AA. Yeah. You should see this man. His name's Chernik. He's about 5'2" with a big shock of white hair. And he's one of those charismatic people that when you walk in the room, he's 7 feet tall in every direction. And whatever he says, somebody moves and gets it done. I'm not intimidated by people like that. I'm just not. I like them. I don't understand what the hell I'm doing there, but you know, they're not intimidating at all. They're going to get it done, and I understand that. And I want to find out what it is they want done. Okay, so I let them talk. He sent us to one of his deputies who interrogated us for an hour and a half. If you're going to pick leaders, you got to pick somebody who doesn't mind being interrogated by the KGB for an hour and a half. Okay, that's really what it came down to. He's sitting there, and there's another little guy sitting in a chair over there like this. And it's clear that he's listening to make sure the right questions get asked.